Hello and welcome to a Math Zorro podcast. I'm your host, Chris Hanusa, professor of mathematics at Queens College of the City University of New York. Today we're talking Go with our guest, Insoo Cheng. Hi, Insoo.
Hello.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, well, I'm currently enrolled in the Queens College graduate program as a pure mathematics track. I currently work at an investment bank, a French investment bank, called Crédit Agricole. Doing commercial risk-weighted assets.
What does that mean, doing?
Computing the risk-weighted assets that a given profit center would need to pay for it being taking on the risk of the counterpart and how much risk is being incurred by that profit center.
So how much math is there involved in that?
It's more statistical than anything.
Right.
And it's pretty simple math. You know, you do normal and inverse distributions, and that's the extent of the complexity.
Okay.
And there's various financial formulas involving internal rating-based approaches and stuff like that that allow you to compute the risk-weighted assets of a given risk.
Okay.
Given the factors of loss given default, rating, probability of default.
All those things go into
Yes.
This. Okay, so this semester you worked on a research project. Can you describe it for us?
Yes, it's related to Go in the sense that we've shrunk down the Go board to a manageable size. So I picked 5x5, and although there's been research done to calculate the number of legal positions, I wanted to know specifically what are the number of possibilities of black winning a 5x5 Go match, given various other parameters.
Okay, so how did you get interested in this project?
Well, I enjoy playing Go,
mm-hmm.
and I have recently, as we were learning combinatorics, tried to search for combinatorics Go papers. And I came upon one written by Trump and Farnback,
mm-hmm.
where they did the exploration of the number of legal positions on any given size of board up to the legal current maximum of 19 by 19. And the number that I provided, which was the specific number, the special number, is related to their research in their paper.
All right, so why don't we... Since you mentioned it, you brought us a number
yes.
today, and so what is this number?
That number is 10 to the 10 to the 171.
So a 1 followed by 10 to the 171 zeros.
That's correct.
Wow.
That is the...
What is it?
That is the upper bound for the number of possible unique configurations, so the number of unique 19 by 19 Go matches.
Wow.
So, in reference, 10 to the 80 is the number of maximum atoms in this universe. So 10 to that number squared of Go games. So when I first read the paper, I was like, wow, that's a massive number. How can we shrink this down?
Okay, so why don't you tell us some of the parameters that you decided to add to this question.
So aside from the given rules of Go, if I may enumerate on the rules of Go,
sure.
There's just two simple rules, essentially. You place a stone in alternating order, black and white, and the first rule is that you must place a stone that has a liberty. And what a liberty is there must be at least one open intersection directly adjacent to that placed stone.
So you can't put your
stone... So essentially, you cannot commit suicide.
Okay.
You cannot place your stone where a stone already exists, and you cannot place your stone in that's already in a position that's already surrounded by the opposing piece.
Okay.
The second rule is that your previous move... You cannot make the same move that your previous move was. So
okay.
This usually occurs in situations where we're trying to capture each other.
Mm-hmm.
I could surround you, you could surround me on that one piece, and we could keep going, and that doesn't progress the game.
Sure.
So there's a rule preventing that. There's other non-rule parameters, like a person is allowed to pass, a person can be given a handicap because the black side has the advantage of going first, and this is, you know, predetermined. The additional specifics that I wanted to restrict my perimeter to is that we grant a handicap of a half point to white to eliminate the possibility of ties.
Okay.
The scoring is the territory system, which is counting the number of counting the territory that is claimed by a given color, not the number of stones that not inclusive of the stones that that player has placed. So it's really just counting, okay, this territory is secured by this one particular color.
Mm-hmm.
And comparing those two will determine who the victorious party is.
All right, and so...
And additional specifics were, while it is true that a pass is a legitimate play in Go,
mm-hmm.
especially given the restrictions of a 5x5 board, passing is pretty much equal to resignation. You are giving your opponent a sizable advantage by passing. So we restrict the number of passes to at most less than two. So one or zero.
Okay.
And given the possibilities of game progression, we limit the number of stones that can be placed. We limit the number of stones that can be present in the endgame scenario for each player, black with 13, white with 12.
All right, so to recap, what we've done is we're looking at Go on a 5x5 board, and we've added some restrictions to make this a little bit more manageable.
That and to emulate the way that, yes, that the game would realistically be played.
All right, so we've added some more rules to make this to make this more realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So, what kind of methods did you use to investigate this then?
So, exploring the number of possibilities of that of any intersection in the end game state, it's either black, white, or empty. And since we're trying to create the condition that black has won
mm-hmm.
this particular match, the number of empty states can further be separated into black territory, white territory, or neutral territory. And then basically that's where you have the victory condition, where black territory is strictly greater than white territory.
Okay.
So it turns out to be a system of five variables, which all equal 25. But we can't just, you know, indiscriminately say, okay, this is all integers between 0 and 25. We'll just treat this as a problem where we do 1 minus z to the 1 over 1 minus x to the 25 and then solve for the 25th. Sorry, let me rephrase that. 1 over 1 minus x to the 5th, because there's 5 variables, and then look for the 25th
mm-hmm.
coefficient. That's okay. Because we need to ensure that both black and white are connected. So the approach that I took was to notice that Ferrer's diagrams, which is what we studied in class, they happen to be connected, and they happen to fit as long as we put some parameters on the Ferrer's diagram.
All right, so what you're saying is we're going to restrict one more level to the case when all of the black tiles, all of the black pieces are left and up adjusted.
Yes.
Okay.
To eliminate the possibility that, you know, they could be surrounded or they could leave gaps that may be already claimed by black.
So this is certainly a simplifying
correct.
Assumption.
Yes.
Not necessarily something that would be really happening in Go.
Yes.
So what was the most interesting thing that you found?
So we tried to restrict on, so basically this allows us to go to a various number of possibilities. Given the restrictions of passing, we have 49 possibilities. 49 combinations between the ways that black and white can be placed. If you count the number of empty spaces, there are 226 possible cases where black territory claimed can be greater than white territory claimed. In this manner, the black plus the black territory claimed can be treated as black pieces placed temporarily. Then, once we set the Ferrer's diagram, we can take away the black territory pieces from the interior of that Ferrer's diagram to ensure that, you know, we're not just haphazardly taking black pieces off.
Okay.
So we have 226 different possible cases where that is possible, and the maximum number of cases where black plus black territory claimed can exist is 16.
So you're saying we've got something. What would one of those cases look like?
So it's possible that if we have zero empty cases, there's no victor. So we have to start with one empty case. So say there's one empty case. We could place 13 black pieces, have 11 white pieces, and
okay.
have one empty case.
Okay.
And that empty case, that empty state must be a black claimed state.
Okay.
Thus leading white territory to be zero.
Okay.
So then your black plus black territory claimed is a 14 piece Ferrer's diagram that we're trying to set.
I see. So.
So then once you have a 14 piece Ferrer's diagram, we can remove one to induce the empty case
mm-hmm.
from the interior of that Ferrer's diagram.
I see. So, and can you, is that a, can for every, for if you have n black plus black territory pieces and you have k empty cases, is that an n choose k thing happening, or is much more complicated?
Unfortunately, it is not. So what we have to do is actually separate out and list out all the 226 cases. So effectively, this progressed by brute force.
Right.
But it simplifies because of the partitioning that we can do in a Ferrer's diagram.
Okay.
So say there are restrictions to this Ferrer diagram. It can't be greater than, no part can have a size greater than 5.
Right.
And it has to have at most 5 parts.
Okay.
So that reduces the number of partitioning significantly.
Okay.
It leads to a lot of cases where interior values can be different. So interior meaning if I were to take that away, it would still be surrounded on
four sides
by the predetermined Ferrer's diagram.
Right,
set.
Because we're talking about places where if you were to put a white piece in, that would be committing suicide.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And so you had to look at each of these cases individually. Though.
Yes, that's correct. So the partitioning of 16, which is the max, the partitioning of 13 and 12 happened to be the most. And thankfully, the partitioning works in a way that any two cases that add up to 25 have the equal number of partitions.
Sure.
So a partition of 13 into at most 5 parts, at most size 5, is countably the same as the number of partitions of 12, at most size 5, at most 5 parts.
And that would be sort of by
exactly,
symmetry.
Because you could rotate the board 108 degrees and it would just remain 12
okay.
pieces left.
Nice.
So we could count those. Additionally, as Trump and Farnback have treated each intersection as unique,
okay.
I have tried to do the same in order to compare results. So any Ferrer's diagram can be rotated
mm-hmm.
in 90 degrees and to create another unique board setting. So every one of these Ferrer's diagrams, we could multiply the number by 4 to count the number of unique settings. There are certain cases that don't work, like 555 for 15. If
right.
you rotate it, it's still itself.
Hmm.
If you rotate it, it becomes its conjugate, which is 3, 3, 3, 3, 3.
Okay.
So you have to count those out and treat those as yes, and it has to go on a very, very individual basis. Luckily, sure. Most of these did. That's not the case.
That's right. So when there's symmetry in your picture, then it makes life difficult.
Yes.
And this is one thing we talked about when we were talking about conjugacy classes, and you have equivalence classes.
Yes.
And you have things that when there's only one thing for each, that's good. But if there's things that have one and things that have two, then you can't just divide.
Exactly. And additionally, each of the partitions, they have different interior values.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you had to do those by hand.
Yeah, that's correct. So the mathematics basically boils down to we look for interior classes for black,
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, how many black territory claimed of these interiors can we find? So we take the number of partitions that have a given interior value for a given partition number, and we choose the number of interior possible places that we could pull the black territory out of, which becomes a choose question. Then we have to add back the number of neutral territories, but only in a way that can induce another Ferrer's diagram for white when it's rotated 180 degrees.
Mm.
So to eliminate those, to account for those places, I treated another Ferrer's diagram for black plus black territory plus neutral territory.
Wow. Okay, so what would you say is the most difficult part about your project?
The most difficult part for this project was to ensure that any territory claim would be connected.
Okay.
And that's a very arbitrary, non-mathematical thing that I tried to simplify using Ferrer's diagrams. Because again, Ferrer's diagrams are most decidedly connected in the frame of the game of Go.
And yet, while it's non-mathematical, it's part of what makes Go go.
That's correct. And despite it being very, I guess one could say, simple rules, it's very difficult to account for, say, positions on the borders or positions
right.
at the corners,
right.
which don't behave in the same way as interior points.
All right. So, did you want to give us? Did you come up with an answer?
Yes, I came up with a very double summation formula, and of course, for the corresponding white territory, I tried to simplify using the infimum of the set of interior points for the corresponding white fixtures to simplify the calculation. Otherwise, it would have been literally just going case by case by case by case by
mm-hmm.
case. So the number that I came up with was 9,784,496.
And what's that the answer to?
That is the answer to the number of unique arrangements for black to win in a 5x5 Go board.
In which the black
yes,
pieces are
as
up.
Well as the white pieces are arranged in opposing Ferrer's diagrams.
All right. Nice. So if you had more time, then what would you want to study next?
If I had more time, it would probably serve to get a better answer, to get a better idea of how I can, improve the... It might have just been to actually go case by case by case
mm-hmm.
to get a more rock-solid mathematical conclusion. Because this, to be honest, while it seems like a very large number, is including for just 25 lattice Go board,
right.
It represents 2/1,000th of a percent of the legal possible positions of a 5x5 Go board, which happens to be 414 billion.
Okay, so you're feeling like this couldn't possibly be...
This has a lower bound is pretty low.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for coming in today and sharing your research.
Thank you.
So this has been a MathsOral podcast. Learn more at podcast.mathsoral.com.